Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to another episode of Gloria Talks. It's a new week and I'm very certain that this new week is going to bring good tidings for each and every one of us. So on today's episode of Gloria Talks, we'll be discussing something I titled The Power of the Mind. The power of the mind, the ability each and every one of us minds possess. What power is it that our mind has over each and every one of us? So now the mind is an important element that enables a person to think, feel, and reason. The mind, according to Wikipedia, is a set of faculties including cognitive aspects such as consciousness, imagination, perception, thinking, intelligence, judgment, language, memory, as well as non-cognitive aspects such as emotions and instincts. Now, Napoleon Hill once said, "Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe in his heart, it can achieve." Now, in other words, it simply means whatever we can conceptualize in our mind, whatever we can groom, whatever we can think in our mind, it has a high possibility of coming to pass. Now, even so, the mind is able to hold us at ransom, and it can also limit our beliefs and invariably inhibit growth. Yes, so whatever it is we think has the ability to determine whether we are growing or whether we remain stagnant. And there is something we usually call the subconscious mind. If you've noticed or if you are aware, sometimes you pass through a place, you just hear random songs, random statements, slangs, and you discover that when you are far away from that location, you can sing those songs, remember those slangs, and sometimes we even use it in statements. Or sometimes you are just sitting down doing nothing and you begin to sing songs and you're like, wow, so I actually know the lyrics of this song. Now, I can remember personally there was a time at night I wanted to sleep, and it's night, everywhere was quiet, it's time to sleep, every other person in my house had gone to bed, and my mind just started like playing different songs, and at a point I found it difficult to sleep and I was like, oh, so it's singing we want to do this night. I was forced to sit up because I was unable to sleep. Like, okay, let's sing if that is it. Now, different songs, and at a point I was like trying to control it, and it wasn't just happening. So the subconscious mind is very receptive to words. It retains information without us even actively instructing it to. Now, there are times that when we want to read for exams or something, you hear some people saying, I'm going to cram this, I'm going to cram that. That is we actively storing information. But the subconscious mind now, it just takes in things unknowingly. Having established that the subconscious mind can store information, since we now know that our subconscious mind can store information without us even asking it to, we must pay attention and be intentional about the portals of our minds. And the portals of our minds are the eyes and the ears. We need to protect our mind, protect what comes into our mind. And we must not allow negativity around us, let alone even into our minds. Then secondly, we need to refuel our minds. Fill your minds with positive thoughts. Read books that have positive effects on you. Confess positive things. Ponder on pure thoughts. You know, the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, reading from the Amplified Version now, it says, "Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart." Scripturally, it even tells us that we should think on anything that is pure, think of anything that is worthy of praise, think on something that is lovely and bring peace. It says we should center our minds on these things and we should implant them in our hearts. also we need to surrender, we need to people, we need to surround ourselves about what comes into their mind. People are intentional about what they think on, what they ponder on. Now, not everyone can be your friend. I always say this. It is not everyone you establish a relationship with. Some people don't just have this kind of good aura that you think is right for you. You need to surround yourself with people that can charge you up. You know, even the Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpened the countenance of his friends. Then also we need to stop giving excuses. Excuses are simply limitations to our growth. Believe that irrespective of your environment or circumstance, there are always measures to grow, and you must inculcate it. You must be intentional about your growth. You must be practical about it. You must be dedicated to the fact that you want to. Is what we allow into our minds. So now there is an activity I would love us to perform. Yes, I want us to perform an activity, and we need to be intentional about this activity. So what is this activity? We are to list out all our excuses and limiting beliefs about our growth and renew them with possibilities. What and what is it that you feel is not making you grow? Is it because you are in a particular position, or probably at a particular time? Like, we can renew them with possibilities. There should be other varieties, other methods, other techniques in which we can align our daily activities with that can encourage positive growth. So please, I want us to do this, and I want us to be intentional about it. It's for us to grow. So we are to list out our excuses and limiting beliefs about our growth and renew them with possibilities. So till next time, when I'll be coming again, have a lovely day, have a lovely week. Bye.